This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking to Boni Baloyi, an entrepreneur from Limpopo, who was a finalist in the Global Clean Tech Innovation Program, which owner innovations, shaping a greener future. Boni is an innovator who has developed, what do we call this? You know what? I don't want to make a mistake here. Yeah, I don't want to make a mistake.
I got you, Mr. Jimmy.
Yeah, you got me covered, right?
I got you covered. It's called a toko sickle. Listen,
Toko sickle feed.
I had to talk to Bonnie and double check, you know, to make sure, because different words mean different things, you know. And when he confirmed. So we are talking to her, and, you know, she's an innovator. She has developed Toko sickle feed.
Because once you say Toko, it's something comes to
listen. And dung bricks, brisk hairs, then these are products that convert agricultural waste and invasive biomass into high quality animal feed and energy biscuits as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We are joined by entrepreneur at Boni Projects, which is a startup in the e-waste beneficiation sector, Boni Baloyi. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to Capricorn listeners.
Listen, I think
Thank you for having me and giving me this minute today.
Yes, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for joining us and making the time. First of all, we have to hear and understand about your innovation and the solutions that they provide. We were struggling a bit, you know, with understanding some of them, but please do the honors and let us know about your innovation and the solutions they provide.
Okay, our innovation converts waste into value, which is Toko sickle feed. It's made from peanut byproducts plus sickle bush tree pods for safe livestock and chicken feeding, and a dung brick, which is a clean fuel made from cow dung. We solve feed cost and energy poverty in the same time, reducing waste in all in one system.
Sure. That's really innovative. Maybe let's look at the role that your innovation plays in boosting the economy, particularly for underserved regions, rather, such as our province, Limpopo, and KZN as well. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like in our rural communities, livestock feed was expensive and jobs were limited. Mm-hmm. While peanut waste or biomass left unused, causing pollution and emissions, I wanted to solve both, to reduce the cost of farming inputs while opening doors for women and youth to participate in innovation and enterprise. At the same time, we wanted to leave no one behind. Through our community buyback model, smallholder farmers and households can provide raw materials, creating new income streams while reducing waste.
You know, with everything you're explaining, I mean, I can tell already how enormous and just how huge and the impact and everything the innovations are and in everything. The collaboration, you know, how did you, who did you have to work with in order to collaborate to achieve the success that you have achieved up to this point?
The project or the innovation itself, mm-hmm, needs partnerships with government, research institutions and industries to improve the production, to access the market, and reach more communities.
Yeah.
So that we may be able to support this rural innovation. We must take support to where people are. That means funding access, training, mentorship, and infrastructure in rural communities. Because this model can replicate across the region.
Yes.
Yeah. As innovation, innovation is already there in our rural communities. We just need to unlock it and create wealth.
And well done to you for unlocking this. You have a magnificent and a wonderful system that you are working through. The model is amazing. It's more than anything, I'm looking at this and it's sustainable and it's got great impact for communities. So we wanted to celebrate you today for the work that you are doing. So we wish you growth and we hope that you are able to reach more communities with this amazing work. Thank you so much. Keep being a light that is shining in our communities. Keep touching lives and keep doing the amazing work. That's Entrepreneur at Boni Projects, a startup in the waste beneficiation sector, Boni Baloi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.